At their last meeting, Council passed a motion aimed at improving oversight and accountability for organizations that deliver services on the city's behalf. The motion, brought forward by Councillor Brandon Tozzo, comes largely in response to the governance, operational, financial, and compliance issues that ultimately led to the decision to dissolve the Kingston Area Taxi Commission this September. Earlier this month, Council approved up to $400,000 from the city's reserve funds to cover the commission's outstanding expenses.
If an organization is receiving public money, it must be accountable to the public, and Council must know that the rules are being followed. I believe we all have a recent example of this not being the case. This motion is intended to put safeguards in place so this never happens again.
Through service level agreements, the city works with partner organizations to deliver a wide range of services, including housing and homelessness support, childcare, tourism, arts and culture, economic development, and transportation. However, the current process for managing and reporting these agreements is not fully streamlined.
But with investment comes responsibility. Right now, reporting under these agreements varies significantly. In many cases, these reports go to staff, and managers and directors have discretion on them. Open reporting is less consistent and less visible to council and to the public. Some go to staff, others go to council. Our staff do great work, but I believe with public money should come public transparency. That inconsistency is the issue this motion seeks to address.
The motion calls for new safeguards to improve transparency and ensure council has clear oversight of partner operations.
What I am proposing is not burdensome or controversial. It's about creating clear, consistent standards. That annual reports and audited financial statements provided to the city are also shared with council through our agendas. That when required reporting is not provided, council be made aware. And as we enter a new term of council, that members be offered, though not mandatory, offered a full and transparent overview of all agreements and partner organizations, including how they are monitored and enforced. Right now, onboarding is up to our partner organization, and let's face it, it's pretty well hit and miss, and there's no clear and consistent standards and reviews of mandates. Our residents expect and deserve to know where their tax dollars are being used, and they expect us as council to exercise proper oversight, and they expect that organizations receiving public funds are operating with strong governance and accountability.
Councillors supported the move unanimously, pointing to recent events as a clear example of what can happen when oversight falls short.
Transparency, accountability are very important, and I just want to say part of the reason, one of the many reasons I found that this motion was such a good idea is because we are currently experiencing what happens when transparency and accountability have not occurred. So yes, I'm happy to support the motion.
For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.